Power FM Lifetime Inc. is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Bringing you the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
A human rights watch calls for the full abolition of capital punishment. Autism organization says autistic children still face exclusion. This also made its backdrop of drug and environmental concerns. Africa takes pride in hosting its first road cycling world championship in sports news.
Morning and
now, the Power FM News. I am Vesonji. Prisoners Future Foundation, PFF, a leading advocate for human rights and justice reform in Zambia, has reiterated its call for the full abolition of capital punishment, underscoring the need to commutate sentences for the remaining 10 death row inmates to life and imprisonment. Speaking at a high-level forum convened by the Global Consortium for Death Penalty Abolition at Sanati Lodge in Kawe, PFF Executive Director Geoffrey Mayamba delivered a compelling address championing restorative justice and human dignity. He says Zambia, under President Hakainde Hichilema, has taken a bold step by abolishing the death penalty, but has urged that this commitment be fully realized by commuting the sentences of the 10 condemned inmates, an act that would give true meaning to the declaration. The initiative is supported by the European Union through a financial framework partnership agreement, FFPA, which empowers 10 local civil society organizations to engage within their human rights mechanisms, including the United Nations General Assembly, the African Convention on Human and People's Rights, the African Union, as well as the Southern African Development Community, SADC. PFF's mission, is to elevate Zambia's role in global abolitionist efforts and to ensure that human rights are upheld as universal and unalienable, not conditional privileges.
As part of the global movement committed to the abolition of the death penalty, a practice that has no place in a just, humane, and rights-respecting society. You might wish to learn that Zambia, through the head of state, abolished the death penalty in 2022. By last year, our Minister of Justice did deposit the ratification of the second optional protocol to the ICCPR in New York, which gives us a clear position that the death penalty will not be implemented in Zambia. However, we still have 10 condemned prisoners who are still on death row, and it is our hope that the government will expedite their legal processes to ensure that their sentences are commuted.
Political analyst and governance activist Wisdom Muyunda has raised concern over the growing trend of campaigning by politicians before the dissolution of parliament. Mr. Muyunda said he has noted the trend of political players taking sides and pushing early campaigns, which is a misuse of democratic rights. He said that while it is natural for citizens to support candidates of their choice, the culture of spending on handouts or popularity often backfires when preferred candidates are not adopted by respective political parties. Mr. Muyunda has since urged voters not to be swayed by short-term gestures or bribed with gifts, but to judge leaders by their long-term commitment and programs.
So far, I think there's nothing much that should be talked about on the presidency level, but there's a lot to talk about on the councillorship, MPship and mayoral and town council chairperson country over, because I think the ground can speak for itself. People have spoken, people have cried, people have complained, but it's very actually interesting to see how now the people that were not so close to the community, to the society, are now trying to garner themselves and come closer. And this, for me, is very encouraging. But the issue is that, as Zambians, are we able to learn anything from there? That is what definitely should be determined is the pendulum come August 2026. However, the ground is very fertile. Everybody is actually got a democratic right to aspire to any elective office. The issue comes on the adoption and finally on the campaigns.
Children with autism in Zambia are increasingly facing neglect due to low awareness, stigma and lack of specialized support services, despite autism spectrum disorder being a developmental condition that affects communication, learning and behavior, and the children remain excluded from school and community life. Families are often left to struggle alone with little or no access to therapy, inclusive education or government support, and in turn most of them decide to keep their children at home. It is for this reason that Caleb Center for Autism founder and director Nelly Tembo has called on parents to see the value, potential and dignity in their children. In an interview with Fire FM News, Ms. Tembo has encouraged parents not to feel ashamed, further indicating that the center offers support to children and families.
To my fellow parents who may be keeping their autistic children at home, I want to encourage you to see the value, you see the potential, and you see the dignity in your child. You will know the end of one's possibilities. So it is simply a different way of experiencing and engaging with the world. Every child deserves an opportunity to learn and to be part of society. By keeping them hidden, we deny them the chance to grow, and we also deny the community the chance to learn from them. Support is available and inclusion is possible. You should never feel ashamed. Caleb Center for Children with Autism, we are dedicated to creating a safe, nurturing and inclusive environment where autistic children can thrive. And we support also families so that no one feels alone on this journey. Beyond academics, we focus on vocational and life skills, preparing children for independent living and participating in society.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSAN, has appealed to journalists to enhance public sensitization in order to protect consumers and safeguard the environment. With the enforcement of new compulsory standards set to begin on the 1st of October 2025, ZICSAN says the media plays a critical role in ensuring that information reaches households, businesses and institutions across the country. Speaking during the official opening of a media workshop on the new compulsory standards, ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chisinga said collaboration with journalists will help guarantee that every Zambian understands the new regulations and their importance. Mr. Chisinga emphasized that each compulsory standard is designed with the primary purpose of protecting consumers. He further urged the public to report cases of expired or suspicious products covered under compulsory standards, warning that the safety of such products cannot be guaranteed. In international news, with Immigration Central issuing next month's election in the Netherlands, it has signed an agreement with Uganda to cooperate on rejected asylum seekers. The deal outlined in a letter of intent will see African migrants deported to a transit center in Uganda en route to their home countries. This will only apply to people from neighboring nations who can't return directly or voluntarily within a reasonable time. In a statement on Thursday, the Dutch government said these deportees will be temporarily housed in Uganda before returning to their home countries. It added that the letter of intent will be refined, leading to the establishment of a small-scale pilot hub for a limited number of people. No timeline was given for this. The Dutch government said it would ensure the human rights of the deportees are safeguarded. It says it will be working closely with the European Union and the international bodies like the International Office of Migration and the UN Refugee Agency. Still in international news, early voting has commenced across the island nation of Seychelles, setting the stage for a pivotal election where voters are weighing pressing domestic issues like a worsening drug crisis and environmental threats as they choose their next president and parliament. These concerns are particularly acute for a nation whose economy is heavily dependent on tourism and its pristine natural beauty. We monitored African news in the following report.
Early voting is now underway in Seychelles, with voters weighing concerns over a drug crisis and environmental threats as they